first of all, I love the Olympics. I love national pride and playing games and all this stuff. But some Canadians the other night really, really, really disappointed me and borderline upset me. United States, they took on Finland and won in big fashion. During the national anthem, some Canadians, not all, I'm not blaming the whole country, decided to boo the American flag and the national anthem. Our dude, Matthew Tkachuk, there's nothing he does that I don't like, basically said, I don't like it, and I'm going to leave it at that. Other American players just basically said, yeah, that's just not right. And I'm not going to get into the deepness of it, but basically the reason there was quote-unquote boos was because of tariffs that the United States are possibly going to be imposing on trade between the United States and Canada. That's their business. My thing is this, and I mean this with all disrespect, where do you get off? Where do you get off booing a nation, their flag, and their national anthem? Canada. Or, I'm sorry, those Canadians that did. And now Canada, give credit. The PA announcer came on before and said, let's please be respectful as we play our country's national anthems. Meaning like, come on. These are guys that are representing their country in a sporting event. And that's the respect you're going to pay them? Because you don't like some politics? That's not the place you voice your opinion. You voice your opinion in political events and at other events. Do what you want to do. You don't come at our guys or anybody's guys, whether you like their politics or not, at a sporting event. And last I checked, Canada, pardon the pun, you don't skate free. I have relatives that got kicked out of your country by you, Nova Scotia, to mention. But do you see me sit there and boo your flag, boo your national anthem? No, I respect because there's good people. To me, that's just nasty, Vlad. I mean, and if I'm on a soapbox and people are saying,
nah, it's nasty work.
Where are you getting off? Look, there's tons of things I don't love about this country. There's tons of things I do love about this country. Heck, people die to get into this country every day. It's not perfect, but to boo? First of all, boo a national anthem and a flag. Holy goodness. Second of all, at a sporting event? And Matthew Tkachuk, I mean, he took the high road. I don't like it. I'm going to leave it at that. That's why tonight, I hope the United States rolls Canada. And you know what? I'm sure the Canadian players are good guys. Collateral damage. It infuriates me. And it's not just because I'm an American citizen and a proud United States citizen. And I'm not, and Vlad, you know, I'm not this jingoistic, you know, Zionist, America, no. It's just disrespectful to any country, whether you like their politics or not. Now, I know there's extreme cases, but have some just respect. When there's countries that maybe you feel as though violate human rights and they win a gold medal at the Olympics, I still don't sit there and boo or yell or jeer. Hey, this person, they did the best they can. It's an athletic event. Let the bygones be bygones. To sit there and boo, that's nasty work. And that, it's just classless. And it's not the right place and not the right time to do that. And if you're a United States player, you're in another country trying to represent your country, and you're literally there for their entertainment. And they're going to do that? I mean, I respect whatever, and I know this is also kind of borderline. I respect your choosing to how in a lot of different ways, as long as it's a respectful way to someone's national anthem or flag. And we know there's been athletes that have shown different ways on how they either celebrate or do stuff. But if it's done in a respectful way, I'm okay with that. But booing in no way, shape, or form is respectful to any flag, to any country, to any national anthem. It boggles my mind. And congratulations to Matthew Tkachuk for not taking the bait, because I might not have been that nice. I might not have been that nice. Like, I didn't like it. I'm going to leave it at that. I might have said a couple words, a couple hand gestures. I would have. I mean, I'm not joking.
I agree with everything you said. That's why I let you shine out there. So, you know what I'm saying? You spoke very well, I think, for what the majority of the people were feeling. But let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Was it a good thing that they did it now so they kind of know what to expect in this game? Because here's the thing. This is the one where the booze is going to come out, or you expect it to come out. But they did in the first game, and it's like, okay, now we know what you're doing. How do we how do we prepare for this? Or are you even going to continue doing that?
Yeah.
Because here's the nasty part.
And maybe
if the American fan, remember, there's more American teams that play hockey than there are Canadian teams. So now, when the Canadian team come down, do you want all the American fans? Do you want the fans of Chicago, San Jose, Carolina, Florida, down here? Do you want the fans in Ameren Bank Arena to start booing when they say, let's listen to the Canadian national anthem? No, you don't want that. That's nasty.
That's
work.
Mean.
It's respect,
I mean,
bro.
It's respect. And I mean, like I said, the articles that I've read is that it's over political stuff. But it's not like it's crazy. It's crazy.
Dr. Toboggan said they're booing the Orange Man and the
I know they are.
And the four-letter Colt. But even that, it's still us. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, but these guys, Matthew Tkachuk is a stand-up guy who's going to play hockey and representing
By the way,
country.
If there was two people, if there was a family I wouldn't infuriate, it would be the Tkachuk family.
Yeah. It's one of those things. You want to boo, go boo Matthew Tkachuk to his face.
And go boo, while his brother's there.
Yeah, go boo the brothers in their face. If you have such a big problem with this country or the politics that are involved, go boo them. Last I checked, Matthew Tkachuk isn't raising tariffs. Did I get that wrong?
No, he's not raising
Did the
tariffs.
Men's hockey team be like, yeah, hey, look, let's do this. And like I said, it's not everybody. Granted, I'm guessing, what would you say, Vlad? I didn't hear it, listen, but I'm guessing 75% of the people there were respectful.
Yeah.
And like I said, the PA announcer even said, let's be mindful and respectful of all.
And it's probably not, and here's the thing, it's probably not a whole group of them.
Apples.
It's just that little batch was made a big enough noise.
I'm not saying all Canadians. I'm saying those people that did that, because I know it's just a couple of bad apples. Yeah. But man. And like I told you, I am not this, you know, sleep with the American flag wrapped around my body and all this stuff. I'm not one of those, but, like, that's just disrespectful. And if they would have done it to Finland or Sweden, I would have been upset about it. I'd be upset anywhere anybody's national anthem usually gets booed, especially at a sporting event. At a sporting event? Yeah, you go boo the president. That's your business. That's freedom of speech. You have the right, but, God, I don't like it. Go USA all the way, even more so now.